is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Get out those shovels. The first major winter weather of the season has started. More than 60 million people are under major winter storm alerts through thousands of miles across the country. Correspondent Ian Lee is in Kansas City, Missouri.
For city manager Brian Platt, battling the snowstorm starts 48 hours before the first flurry.
That we've been pre-treating our roads for 2 days before the storm means that we really shouldn't get to a moment where the roads are impassable.
His 300 plows will clear roughly 6,400 lane miles.
The farewell to former President Jimmy Carter is underway. A flag-draped casket passed through his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Correspondent Mark Strassman is in Atlanta.
Jimmy Carter's presidential hearse motored past them, past small-town landmarks, past the familiar faces of friends and neighbors who knew him best, lifelong residents like Josephine Thomas.
He never gave up on being nice to people because he was president of the United States. He was always just so sweet to everyone.
Families of the 14 victims killed in the New Orleans terror attack are mourning their loved ones. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
On Bourbon Street, the family of one of the victims, Hubert Gautreaux, came to the place where he died to share their grief.
The memory of his love and kindness will remain in our hearts forever.
Gautreaux's name written on the wall that's now honoring the 14 victims killed in the attack. The French Quarter is reopened with tightened security. While in Texas Friday, the FBI searched the home of the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar. Sources tell CBS News they found bomb-making chemicals and equipment inside.
And President Biden will travel to New Orleans Monday. New York City's congestion pricing program will go into effect in 1 hour. It is a first-in-the-nation plan meant to reduce traffic and pay for transit improvements. CBS New York's Ali Bauman.
Getting around New York can feel surprisingly slow.
Ambulances can't get to hospitals. Police cars can't get to crimes in progress.
Jana Lieber is chair of the agency which runs New York's subways, and soon it's congestion pricing. Most drivers will be charged $9 to enter Manhattan's Central Business District.
That is from 60th Street and below. As we get ready for the Golden Globes Sunday night, the National Society of Film Critics has weighed in on its picks for the best of 2024. Nickel Boys, a story about two black teenagers sent to an abusive reform school in 1960s Florida, won Best Picture. The NSFC consists of more than 60 members from major publications. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hundreds of animals were killed after a fire swept through a Dallas shopping center. 579 animals died, most from smoke inhalation, including small birds, chickens, hamsters, dogs, and cats. Doug Dunbar of CBS News Texas reports.
The fire broke out at the Latina Bazaar Shopping Center. Dallas Animal Services is taking care of nearly two dozen animals that survived, all thanks in part to Jasmine Sanchez, who picked up the phone and called 911.
I'm an animal lover, so I try to think about them. I'm happy for them, but I also feel really bad for a lot of them that died inside.
The animals are part of the story. A lot of people make their living inside this place. Business owners hope to get into that building tomorrow to see the scope of the damage.
Jason Kelsey has tried his hand at late night television. He hosted the debut episode of They Call It Late Night with Jason Kelsey Friday on ESPN. Kelsey retired in March after a 13-year career spent entirely with Philadelphia. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly clear, a low near 10 above. Wind chills to zero at times. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Snow showers developing for Sunday night into Monday. There could be an inch to maybe 2 inches at most. Currently, we're at 15.
Don't have to. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You to know I believe in your song, and rhythm along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you one ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing. Yeah.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Wow.
show. So come on and hold me tight. You move me. Wild thing. You make
dancing. Cindy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Lindy has wings to fly Wendy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Wendy has wings to fly above the down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy who's driving down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy who's driving down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tell me your name. Hello,
chance now. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Heavy snow and bitter cold is headed to most of the U.S., with forecasts calling for the dreaded combo to spread eastward in the coming days. CBS News Baltimore reporter Caroline Forbeck from Maryland.
The fast-moving winter weather system rolled into the region Friday evening. Doctors warn of cold-related injuries like frostbite.
Folks would potentially feel numbness or tingling, and then notice maybe some skin changes. The first thing would be to get to somewhere warm, remove any wet clothing.
Another storm is expected late Sunday, bringing potentially dangerous slick conditions on the roads. Neighbors we talked to say they're anticipating a messy Monday morning commute.
I give myself lots of time.
For anyone driving in and around New York City, congestion pricing is now a thing. After legal setbacks since the summer, it just went into effect at midnight, and anyone driving through Midtown now has to pay up on top of the prices for bridges and tunnels. CBS New York's Derek Waller.
Most drivers passing under these gantries will get charged a once per day toll of $9 at peak hours between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. weekdays, and from 9 to 9 on weekends. It's $2.25 overnight. Drivers taking the Holland or Lincoln tunnels will get